the number of migrants apprehended after illegally crossing the southern border surged last month to the highest total in nearly a decade. That's according to numbers released today by U.S. Customs and Border Protection. Officials say they are not prepared for this border security and humanitarian crisis. President Trump has already declared a national emergency to free up more money for a border wall. But critics say he's exaggerating the threat to the country. Joel Rose covers immigration for NPR. He joins us on the line now. Hey there, Joel.
Hey, Audie.
So give us the numbers for February. How many migrants were apprehended last month?
More than 66,000 migrants who crossed the border illegally either turned themselves in or were caught by the Border Patrol. And by my count, that is the biggest monthly total since 2009. Most of those migrants are family members and children from Central America. Many of them are seeking asylum in the U.S. It's the fourth time in 5 months that officials say they've seen a record number of families crossing the border.
What is Border Patrol saying about what's happening and about how they're handling it?
Immigration officials say they are seeing a new phenomena in the last year or so. These large groups of more than 100 people turning themselves in to Border Patrol agents all at once. Many of them are arriving together in busloads who are dropped off at remote, rugged parts of the border. And then Border Patrol agents have to go out and process them in the field, you know, transport them back to substations or back to their sector headquarters, give them food and medical care. And the Border Patrol says it just doesn't have the resources to deal with all these families. Here's U.S. Customs and Border Protection Commissioner Kevin McAleenan today.
Remote locations of the United States border are not safe places to cross, and they are not places to seek medical care. The system is well beyond capacity and remains at a breaking point.
McAleenan says the Border Patrol has stepped up medical care for migrant children after two youngsters died in CBP custody in December. Border Patrol agents say they're doing the best they can, but they find the situation frustrating because it's taking them away from their mission of securing the border. And they say in a handful of cases, smugglers have used these big groups as a distraction to smuggle in contraband while Border Patrol agents are busy caring for these migrants.
What's being said about why we're seeing this particular spike? Why now?
Many of these migrants are fleeing countries that are in turmoil, Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador, fleeing from gang violence and extreme poverty. NPR interviewed Ruben Garcia, who runs Annunciation House. It is a nonprofit in El Paso, Texas, that cares for migrants after they're released from government custody. And Garcia says he recently talked to a father and son who felt they had no choice but to leave their home in Guatemala and make the trip to the U.S.
The boy, who was 17 years of age, he couldn't stop crying, because he did not want to be here. He kept talking about his mom and that he wanted to be with his mom. But he kept saying, "If there's just no choice, we have no choice."
Garcia says his organization has seen several big surges of migrant families and children before over the past few years, but he says this one is the biggest. And he says each week he's seen more than 3,000 migrants last month were released into El Paso to wait for their day in immigration court. And his groups like his are struggling to keep up, too.
Joel, do you think these numbers might affect the debate in Washington?
You may be surprised to hear that this is not likely to settle the debate. Some immigration hardliners would say that it proves what President Trump has been saying, that there is a national emergency, that we need money for a border wall, and we need new limits on who can get asylum here. But immigrant rights advocates say, hold on, this is not an invasion. Illegal immigration is still way below what it was a generation ago. They would argue that this is a humanitarian crisis and that it needs a humanitarian solution.
That's NPR's Joel Rose. Thanks for your reporting.
You're welcome.